Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
So we'll start in 5, 4. Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Ari Friedman, who is the Global Chair Veterans in Gaming Community, also the Talent Development Manager for Early Careers at Microsoft in Gaming, part of Activision Blizzard King. Ari, can you believe it? For nearly 20 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of just simply helping people in organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered what would be your recommendations in those areas. And then over to you, Ari. But please start though by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Ari, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. Pleasure to be here. So I'm very fortunate. I run an amazing team of folks where we support our talent development with our early careers programming. We do as early as sophomore internships all the way through postgraduate internships and even a postgraduate rotational manager program to really bring in new talent into the gaming industry that don't have some of those traditional backgrounds. And we get to support them to let them thrive in our organization. And then in addition to that, as someone that served 11 years in the US Navy Reserve, I'm very fortunate to be leading our employee resource community for veterans in gaming within the Microsoft in gaming space. And to what comes to mind when it comes to people and organization, there are really three things. One is translating your skills into impact. Just like myself, who is a veteran who transitioned into the civilian careers, we always need help connecting with our military experience to business outcomes. And employees across industries need to support and understanding how their strengths directly drive organizational success. Leaders should be translators is the key here, bridging the gap between individual capabilities and organizational goals. Second, I think about is building inclusive structures. An inclusive workspace isn't just about representation. It's about creating systems of diverse experiences where from the military, different cultures or various industries, knowledge, skills, and abilities are all valued as competitive advantages. That means designing org structures and team cultures that allow people to contribute fully, but not just fit in. And then lastly, adopting a growth mindset, even at our early career level. Organizations that thrive are those that see development not as an event, but a continuous process, just like we're always continue learning and investing in those leadership pipelines, encouraging feedback-rich environments to enable those sometimes uncomfortable, but really meaningful and impactful conversations. And then making learning scalable across the workforce ensures resilience in times of change, just like today. Making sure, again, from early career all the way up to your senior and C-suite and above, have the tools and the resources necessary. And lastly, I just want to say, in the end, always believe in yourself. Bet on yourself. You know your strengths, and that is going to take you the furthest.
Ari, I really like those three key points. And again, thank you so much for your service as well. I knew that about you, but I just wanted to publicly say thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Ari, I really appreciate your insights there. If I could just a message out to the subscribers to always keep an eye on the events page for the activities we're going on throughout the course of the year. Ari, as is our tradition now, could we finish with a virtual high five?
Always, yeah.
Ari, thanks ever so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you again soon, my friend.
Likewise, Paul. Take care.
Cheers, Ari.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.